One of the greatest debates over the course of the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, one of the debates that has affected our lives, including this past week, Ad HaYom HaZeh, a debate between the Tzukim and the Prushim over the term that sets the stage for Sfiras Omer and Shavuos, that of course is Mimachos HaShabbos. Svarat Lachem Mimachos HaShabbos, you count Sfiras Omer from the day after Shabbos. The Gemara provides multiple proofs against the position of the Stukim. Stukim believed that Merachas HaShabbos meant Sunday, the day after Shabbos Bereishis, day after Saturday. And the Torah Shabbat teaches us, our tradition in Mimosha, is that Shabbos is a reference to Yom Tov. Merachas HaShabbos has nothing to do with what day of the week it is. It has everything to do with what day of Pesach it is. Merachas HaShabbos means that you start Sfiras Omer, the first day of Chol HaMoed, the day after the first day of Yom Tov. But the questions are why and why. In other words, why does Sfiras Omer start the day after Pesach? If we're counting from Pesach to Shavuos, counting from Tzias Mitzrayim all the way to the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was Matan Torah, so it would have made a lot of sense to start counting. A question that Sefer Chinuch raises and others raise, how come we only start counting Sfiras Omer, what seems like the second day of the period, instead of starting from Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Tesvav Nisan, all the way to get us to Matan Torah? So that's question number one, is how come that's the din? Question number two is how come the Torah, Rosh Hashem chose in the Torah to describe Tes Zayin Nisan in that strange way? How come it's Machas? Why are we referring to Pesach as Shabbos specifically in that context? Now, I'll share with you an idea that I heard at least part of the course of Yontif Rai David Bookbinder, based on Reb Tzadok, a little bit based on the Maharal. Very, very practical idea. He developed at length, now not the time for extensive Maharal Mekomos, but he developed at length that what there are many riots that what happened on Pesach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of Ruchnius, a gift of insight, a gift of clarity, a gift of closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu that we had not earned, and we had not deserved, we hadn't created on our own. And you've heard many, many times, on one hand, that Klal Yisrael are sunk into Memta Shari Tuma. On the other hand, they have these incredible Giluyim. And the answer is, we hadn't earned it, we hadn't deserved it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a handful of mitzvahs, Dam Milah, Dam Pesach, to do something. But Kodesh Baruch Hu gifted us with far, far more. He's saying the Haggadah, Mor Gal Zogil Ushchina, far, far more than we had deserved, far, far more than we had created. And then, much like the Gemara Nida talks about the Uber Memeimo learns Kol Torah Kula with the Malach, and then the way out of his mother, the Malach, Ba Malach Staro Alpiv, Malach gives him a patch, forgets it all, comes into this world to begin to learn it again. And the goal, I think we've discussed in the past, the Rav has a beautiful drasha about this, so what's the point? Seems so futile, it seems silly. It seems like a tease, and certainly, well, what was accomplished? You know in advance you're teaching a Talmud who's going to forget everything? You're going to make him forget everything? So what are you accomplishing? And the answer is that there's a imprint left by the learning, even if the content is gone. And specifically, you get a temporary gift of a certain insight that then after the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you the chance to start from square one and build towards that. And to build it yourself, but to build something, an inspiration, a picture, a state that you've already temporarily been at, b'derech matana. So that's what he developed for Reb Tzadok in several different places. That was sort of the relationship between Pesach and Sfiras Omer and Shavuos. Is Pesach, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a gift. I would say several references in the Maggid itself. Kodesh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz. Many understand that means Ribono Shlom, as a gift to us, was creative in how he was going to recalculate our Me'eshana so that we could get out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get out. We hadn't earned it, we didn't deserve it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only took us out physically, politically, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us spiritually a temporary gift of extraordinary closeness, an extraordinary insight, an extraordinary level, a level that we hadn't deserved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that to us temporarily. And then over the course of Sfiras HaOmer, we were going to build towards actually earning that and coming to that point again at Shavuos, at Matan Torah, in a way that we had earned what we hadn't yet earned when we got it the first time, the Yom Tov Pesach. I think they say if there are Shefter Kos of Bnei Yisachar, the Sfiras HaOmer counts from one carbon to another. Right? It counts from the carbon HaOmer on the second day of Pesach to the carbon Shtei HaLechem, which we bring on Shavuos. Carbon HaOmer is one of the only carbonas which is barley. Almost all the carbonas mincha are wheat. Carbon HaOmer is barley. Gemara mentions by the other carbon of Seorim, the other barley carbon is the mincha schote of the sota. So Gemara makes the point that, with all due respect to all those who love chalent, Chazal saw Seorim as machal behema. Chitim is machal adam. But Sa'or Megumar says is Machal Behema. So in the context of a Minchas Chote, when a carbon Mincha is Balachet, it comes from barley because you were Osa Masa Behema. You were less than human in the sin that you did. You gave in, you let your animalistic side ride free. So that's why the Minchas Chote is a Minchas Orim. What about the Minchas Omer? Why is that Michael Behema? So Bnei Sasser points out, going from one extreme to another extreme, from one extreme of the carbon HaOmer, which is the Minchas, which is the Sa'orim Machal Behema, to at the end of Sfiras HaOmer, 7 weeks later, the Shtei HaLechem, one of the only times that we have chametz in the Azara. So not only is it lechem, not only is it chitim, but it's chametz. So it represents the, we're going from animalistic to chametz. How are those opposites? So the Bnei Sasser suggests that it captures the nature of what happened on Pesach, what happened on Shavuos. So what happened on Pesach was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were almost entirely passive in what we got. And Pesach, we did, we broke our Pesach, we did Mila, but essentially we were just getting a gift. We hadn't earned it. It wasn't human. We were just being given. You got a gift. So that's why it's Machal Behema. By the time we get to 7 weeks later to Mamre Har Sinai, that's something that we had, still a gift, but something we had worked on ourselves, we had developed ourselves, it's something that we had in some sense earned. And that's why it's not only Machal Adam, but Chametz represents sort of the net result of all the Melachas of Siddur of the past. Chametz represents development. People worked on it and went through multiple stages and developed it, and here's what it produced. So go from one, that's what being captured by the symbolism of the carbon omer on the one end and the shtei lechem on the other. So Tzaddik suggests that that's the pattern. The Pesach, there was already what the Sifrei Nisra referred to as a reshimu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a temporary gift of an extraordinary level that we hadn't earned yet, and then stepped back, and we had the opportunity to build it ourselves, and we, Baruch Hashem, did. And that, in many ways, that explains the two questions we had before. It's the reason why we can't bedafka from the second day, not from the first day. The first day was the gift of Ruchnis HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Sfiras HaOmer represents the building step by step by step by step of ourselves to get back to that point. That building step by step started the next day. Sfiras HaOmer runs from the day after Yetzias Mitzrayim up until the day leading up to Matan Torah Mamon Har Sinai. It also explains why it's called Mimachas HaShabbos, why specifically in this context, Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to describe the first day of Pesach, the day before Sfiras HaOmer,
as a Shabbos. Shabbos is Kfiya V'Kaima. Shabbos is something we don't do anything to create. The Kedusha Shabbos is my point. That's why we don't say Mekashas Shalva Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kedusha of Yom Tovim, Mekashas Shalva Azmanim, the Gemara points out, we say Mekashas Shalva Azmanim because Yisrael Mekashas Azmanim. But even in a halachic sense, we create Kedusha of Yom Tovim. We do not, as human beings, create the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's perhaps why, in this context, the Torah chooses to refer to Pesach as Shabbos. Because that's exactly why that's the day before Sfiras Omer. That was a Shabbos. It was a gift of Ruchnis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we did nothing, or almost nothing, to deserve. The next day, the day after that Shabbos, the day after you see that what could be, then you get to work in the trenches, you start building 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 all the way until 49. After that Shabbos, after that gift of Ruchnis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, roll up your sleeves and you get to work, and that's Sfiras Omer. And that's in a very, very, very important pattern in the development of Ruchnis at the cholesterol level and in terms of ourselves. But often, when you think about the value of inspiration, that's this. Sometimes you'll get a gift of a level you haven't yet earned. And those gifts tend to be temporary, as we know. But it doesn't mean that they're inconsequential, and it doesn't mean that they're purposeless. They're incredibly valuable. Like the Rambam, and I remember hearing from Rastav many, many years ago, Rambam in Mor Nevuchim talks about a Jew in a forest, dramatizes slightly more than Rambam, not much more than Rambam. But he went on a hike, chomoyed, and you didn't expect snow, right? Or you went on a hike, and you didn't take care of it. And some of the most basic planning is to be prepared, if you can figure out what the weather will be. And certainly to be prepared for when Shkia is, not only from a Davin Mincha perspective, which is very important, but also from a getting out of the woods before it gets dark perspective, because Shkia is one thing, but Tetzach HaKavim is a little bit late to be in the woods unless you really know what you're doing, and you're equipped and geared for a night hike. And you think about the fellow who was not so prepared, was not Makayim BP, not Makayim BP prepared, and he was at this in the forest, they were having a nice hike, and they went a little off trail, and they didn't really stay on top of time, and all of a sudden he turns around, and it's starting to get dark, and he's not anywhere near the trail then. And then it starts to get darker, and then it starts to storm. That's not a good situation to be in. It gets a little frightening. Right? And it gets getting darker, and it's getting stormier, and he's really losing his sense of where he even is. And then he hears thunder in the distance, and that's a pachad. You're out in the forest, and it's going to be lightning. It's frightening. And then there's a crack of lightning. The Rambam points out, what happens during that crack of lightning? Far enough away, Baruch Hashem, no falling trees, far enough away, for that split second, everything is incredibly illuminated. For a split second, everything is light. And that split second, you're not going to get out of the forest, you're not going to do all of your hiking in that split second. But in that split second, that fraction of a second, you might be able to see where you are, where you're facing, which way you have to go, and in that split second, you'll get the insight that you need to hike successfully out of the forest over the next 20 minutes. You know which way you are, which way you're pointing, which way you have to go, and you can complete the rest of the many minutes of that hike with the insight of that fraction of a second of illumination. That's often what it's like. But the goal is that the key is to recognize lightning for what it is, to recognize the reshimu of a Pesach for what it is. It's not the end, but it's not nothing. It's the beginning. It's the beginning, and now you're ready to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Not to rest in the laurels. I had a gewaltig day. I had wonderful inspiration, wonderful summer, wonderful Zman, a wonderful Pesach, a wonderful Seder. I'm done. That's missing the point. Nor to say, well, it was temporary, so what was it worth? That's making the opposite mistake. It's to recognize that was meant as a catalyst. That was meant as a starting block. That was a crack of lightning. Now you have a sense of where you could be. Now you have a sense of to where you could hike, where trails could lead you. But now you have to do the hiking. And you had the Rishimu of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, in their homes, at the Gilur Shechina, Leil Tazvav, that we try to plug into and recreate every Leil Tazvav. That's meant to be, that's not the end, that's the beginning. Now we get started. The avoda of a Sphere Sa'omer is to roll up our sleeves and work hard. And I would say in terms of, for us in particular, I think that has particular poignancy. Whether you're thinking about things that have inspired you over the last couple months, perhaps things that inspired you a summer or two ago, or the last couple of years, now in many ways, in your high school career, is a unique opportunity to bring that minach koach el hapoel even more than has been the case up until this point. Because as your schedules begin to change, and things begin to, certain obligations will perhaps be either begin to roll away or will temporarily become more intense before beginning to roll away, this is the crescendo. This is this upcoming Zman has extraordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary potential. And to come to it with a sense of Rishimu, to come to a sense of now's the time to roll up my sleeves, and final weeks of a final month or so of going weiter, and then to begin several weeks of chazering for the year to build up to a crescendo of a final bchina that's not so far away. Not so far away. The erech 2 months or so is an extraordinary amount that can be accomplished. Extraordinary amount, not just in terms of chazar, in terms of charting new visions in terms of where you're going in this Masechta. You know, there's so much which we're going to accomplish together, and there's a lot that we've already done, and there's even more that perhaps has been incubating in your minds that now is ready to be yotze min hakoach hapo. Now is ready to be put into action. So the koach of our summer's man is incredible, and it's going to begin right now.